I'm Randy Bogdan with 560 KMON. For the second week in a row, the Great Falls Americans find themselves losing games not to competitors, but to the COVID pandemic, as the Gillette Wild were unable to make the trip last weekend. Coach Greg Sears told us that safety will always be the number one concern.
Just taking precaution this weekend, Gillette having a few COVID cases and, you know, playing it safe. So just chose to reschedule the games, and, you know, I think we'll stack them up in February and kind of go from there.
Anytime a team finds themselves with an unexpected layoff, looking for the silver lining is what must be done.
Getting healthy was a big one. You know, a couple guys coming back from injury. You're right, we got enough guys to have inter-squad games, so we played twice last week to try to keep some game legs and get some young guys some opportunity and, you know, real situations. And every day we try to get better, no matter if we're playing or not.
The downside to a layoff has always been complacency, which Coach Sears is well aware of.
It's a big thing, just day-to-day. Like I said, you know, playing each other and having enough guys to play real situations or play full contact hockey is big for us throughout the week. So we did that a lot last week. We'll do that again tomorrow and then kind of game plan for the weekend.
Tomorrow's game will once again be a true test, as the top-seeded Americans, sitting at 7-0-0-0 on the season, will welcome in the number two Bozeman Ice Dogs, who have a 9-6-3-0 record.
We just got one. We have Bozeman on Saturday, home, a rematch from a couple weeks ago. So looking to come out strong. They're a good team. We have obviously been sitting for 2 weeks, so we'll have to have a good week here to get ready for them.
Game time is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. And reporting for 560 KMON, I'm Randy Bogdan.